Wherever we look, whatever we read or hear, we are suggested to meditate. Less stress, anxiety, aggression, better focus, mood, self-compassion, mindfulness, and other benefits. Still, many of us hesitate or don't stick to it because of various reasons. Discouraging and doubtful are certainly public media and people who prefer to put their focus on signalizing that people lack benefits or do not belong or are not worthy of a certain lifestyle, leaving people overwhelmed and paralyzed. All the more, it is important to say that we are all unique and each one of us shall have the opportunity to find just the right tool for our very own needs, whatever it might be. My own meditation practice has been irregular in the past, often interrupted by traveling, lack of comfort in foreign spaces, seemingly limited time, but often, I admit, because I was treating it with high seriousness and perfection. What helped me to put things into a new perspective was not only a profound change in my working environment, but a training I was doing on meditation for manifestation. Before the real practice started, the teacher created an easy, joyful meditation flow while clarifying some myth many of us keep believing. You have to sit cross-legged, totally still and quiet in a room for hours and maybe even chant. Oh yes, I know this one and I still tense up when it comes to chanting. But the truth is, done loud, it is actually really nice, very freeing. But if you don't like the attention, do it in your head. And sometimes for me, it turns into a quiet hum. You also don't have to sit cross-legged, not at all. You need to feel comfortable. That's the most important. I emphasize having the feet on the ground, especially when you start to meditate, as it will help you to visualize the grounding. But once you are in a routine, the visualization will surely work in any position. You can move. It hurts. It is uncomfortable. It is itchy. Take care of it. With your mind's body sending messages back and forward at all times, none of them will stop bothering you until you fix your itch, darling. The quiet place, that's a big one. From my experience, I can say starting to meditate in a quiet and comfortable place is very beneficial to start. Once you are more advanced, you will recognize that it will be easier for you to zone out at different places and with different sounds around you. What we shall honor as well are the in-between meditations you can do. Taking a few minutes of conscious breath in the restroom or a meditative walk around the block before a meeting or presentation, family gathering, or just a visit. What you definitely do not have to do is to sit quietly for hours. A meditation can be a few minutes or it can be hours. This is your choice. You have limited time, set a timer. You're flexible on the time. Let the practice flow until you feel it's done for you. In the end, it is not about time, it's about regular practice. Who hasn't heard meditation is being in total Zen. It is about getting your mind to stop thinking. Okay, yes, no. What we shall understand first is the actual intention we are having. We don't want to disconnect. We want to be present. And being present means allowing all our thoughts and emotions and sensations to come and then to start work with them. We want to find the answers to our questions. We want to understand ourselves, dissolve what is holding us back. Break through and leave behind what is limiting us. We simply want to clean and sharpen our system to gain clarity, be motivated, inspired, be aligned. If you look at your life, are you Zen at all times? I'm certainly not, and this is what shows when I meditate. Sometimes it is very smooth and calm and loving. Sometimes it is fast and bumpy and cloudy and demanding, just as life is. And the more we work on ourselves, the more we raise our awareness on all possible facets of our life and being, and this is very enriching for us as a person as well as the collective. The bottom line of this is make yourself comfortable and give yourself time. Honor yourself and the ones around you. Come undone with the myths that are built up and find your very own place and intention. And enjoy it in all facets.